friend Williams is expecting me in my room.
I wanted to talk to you. We will meet your friend Williams later.
Okay.
This is my museum. It is difficult to associate these horrors with the proud civilizations that created them. Sparta, Rome, the Knights of Europe, the Samurai. They worship strength because it is strength that makes all other values possible. Nothing survives without it. Who knows what delicate wonders have died out of the world for want of the strength to survive?
What's this?
Oh. A souvenir. Up here.
A guillotine? No thanks. This is the only angle I care to see it from.
If you please, Mr. Roper.
You mean you want me to put my head on that thing?
An act of faith.
I'm a man of little faith, Mr. Hahn.
Very few people can be totally ruthless. It isn't easy. It takes more strength than you might believe.
Now you've got eight more.
Then there is a point. You will not go beyond.
Faked out again.
This way.
A lifetime of women, huh? A man's strength can be measured by his appetites. Indeed, a man's strength flows from his appetites.
Oh, no. They are my daughters.
Your daughters? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I misunderstood. Miss Hahn?
And also, they are my most personal guard.
I admire your judgment. Nobody's as loyal as Daddy's little girl.
Mr. Roper?
No thanks. I'll get up myself. Nice meeting you. Opium.
We are investing in corruption, Mr. Roper. The business of corruption is like any other.
Oh, yeah. Provide your customers with products they need and encourage that need a little bit to stimulate your market. And pretty soon your customers will come to depend on you. I mean, really need you. It's the law of economics.
Right. And here we are stimulating quite another need. You wonder why I am exposing so much of myself?
I forget what I see very easily. But then why are you?
I'm hoping you'll join us, represent us in the United States.
I'm beginning to understand this thing with the tournament. I mean the whole setup. It's a great way to recruit new talent, huh? And who are they?
The refuse found in waterfront bars.
Shanghai?
Just lost drunken men who no longer care where they find themselves each morning. You left some rather sizable debts in America.
Diners Club hasn't called in my card yet.
There were some questions which I was forced to ask. I got no answers.
Every Friday from 10 a.m. to noon o'clock. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. Shouts out to all Radio Valencia. And we're here, special guest David Stolowitz.
Hello, hello.
David Stolowitz is in the house, here, hanging, chilling like a villain. David Stolowitz, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Fock. How are you?
You know, we're okay. Another Friday. It is May 15th.
It is.
Middle of the month. Time to pay the credit card bill.
Yeah, that it is.
Oh, my God. What's next, man? You know, all these hacks. There's so many hacks, man. I'm trying to do the Venmo hack where, you know, I send you money, then you send it back to me, and then I send it to my bank account, so there's money in my bank account.
Ah.
You get it? You get it?
That's clever.
Yeah. Ooh, what's that? Here we go. Let me turn that down. Yeah, but, you know, I'm selling stuff, man, you know, just trying to survive, Stolowitz.
Yeah, yeah, I'm there, too. I spent a lot of money on pay later loans.
Pay later. Papi, I just got tickets to the World Cup.
Really?
To a game in the World Cup, I should say. The playoff game.
Are they having it in San Jose?
In Levi Stadium.
Sweet.
So I'm going to the only playoff game at the Levi Stadium, taking my dad. Tickets were all the way to the top.
Yep.
Right? And they I don't know if you ever paid in, like, payments. Mm-hmm. And they have a firm. I don't know if you use that. So I have to pay, like, 6 payments of, you know, you don't even want to know. But, you know, I'm going.
Is it worth it to you?
It's that worth it. I'm taking my dad. You know, when I heard the excitement in his voice about when I told him that we're going to World Cup, it made it worth it.
Oh.
You know, he's like, oh, really? He never smiles. Dude, I've seen him smile 3 times in my life, dude.
Wow, okay.
You know, 3 times.
Maybe it was worth it.
Yeah. And it's not because, you know, he's a bad guy. It's just he doesn't smile.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. So he's hardcore. His mustache covers his teeth. That's hot.
Okay.
He's got the Macho Man mustache. Put your hand on your balls, man. You know, so I can't wait. I don't know if your papi likes football.
Nah, he's not a sports guy. I tried to get him to come out and see the earthquakes even.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was just too tired.
You've been to the game?
No.
Okay. It's a nice stadium. Every time I go by it, it looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's right next to the airport.
The PayPal Park.
PayPal Park. Do you guys take PayPal? No. Cash or charge, baby. Cash or charge,
yeah,
man.
Sports are so expensive these days.
Yeah, man. Check this out. My sister took her family to go see Bruno Mars.
Okay.
So if she were to go here in like SF where he was coming or whatever, it would have been like $800 a ticket. All right? Instead, she decided to go to Arizona. And the tickets were like, dude, they were like so much cheaper, man. Like they were at $150, $200 each for the same tickets.
I've heard about this. Like apparently the New York Knicks fans are all going down to Jersey and other places to watch their games.
Because it's cheaper,
yeah.
Right? And it costs the same to get 4 tickets in the Bay than to take the whole trip and take the whole family to Arizona, stay in a hotel, buy the tickets. It's the same price.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts,
yeah,
man? It's nuts. So she got a vacation out of it instead of a 3-hour show driving in and out, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man. We're always trying to hack the system. Then.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. I mean, even if you want to watch sports on the TV these days, they want crazy amounts of money.
You need this app to activate this app. And then you need this subscription to go with this subscription, man.
Uh-huh.
We're letting it happen, man. That's why I say we should just delete all apps.
Well, some of them I rely on. That's the problem.
Yeah, man, I get it.
Yeah,
dude.
Especially like for business and your jobs, you know, that's where they really get you, because you want to get out of the stuff, and then you're like, oh, well, I got to do promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pulled me back in. Brandon, I don't know, man. Whatever you can do, do it, you know. Do you get, you're on Facebook. Is there a money thing there on Facebook where you can like get money?
Oh, if you want to monetize things?
Yeah,
the options are there.
Oh, okay. Even Instagram, everything's like that, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, you got money, you can boost things. We did a spate of Facebook ads for a little while. It drew in some folks.
Okay.
But it's like there's a threshold you get to.
Uh-huh.
There's only so much interest, and people don't have a lot of money to spend, so they're trying to stay in when they can.
Uh-huh.
Even on the peninsula, which is a bad sign.
There you go. The peninsula.
Yes. gorgeous.
Oh, man. So pretty.
It is pretty.
Yeah. What's up? When the last time you went hiking?
Just today.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You hoofed it from 22nd Caltrain Station.
Yeah, I went over Potrero Hill and the Fallon Bridge and came down through the Mission. It was about 40 minutes.
You know, 22nd, I always say this, 22nd Street, Caltrain Station, the best glory hole in the business.
No comment. No comment.
Glory holes have been around since the biblical times.
Glory, Gloria.
I talked about this before. If you go to like in the Aztec temples, mm-hmm. you ever seen like they have a glory hole, and then like if you clap, there's like a bird whistle. You ever saw that? Yeah, no, they don't. They can't explain it. It's like there's a hole in the pyramids and one of those pyramids, and then when you clap. It's a bird noise that pops out, dude, and they can't explain why.
Oh, it's like acoustics. Okay.
Something to do with acoustics, right. Engineering, glory holes, everything.
Okay.
You know? What's your favorite glory hole? Come on, Stolowitz.
No, I haven't had a need for that in some time.
Oh, Poppy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even back in the day, I didn't like it because it was too impersonal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're a good person, man.
To a point.
To a point. You're a good person.
My credit rating is falling.
Glory holes, it seems like a religious ritual, honestly, to me.
Yeah, it goes back to Ishtar and Babylon.
The dinosaurs were doing it, too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, they used to call the ladies back then the holy girls, the Kedushim.
Really?
Yeah, because it was like they were doing a service, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. They were serving, what, the gods?
The goddess specifically, but people in general.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man. Okay, and that was, in what culture was that, or what time again?
Mesopotamia, so that's modern Iraq, Iran, and a little bit of Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had rivers there.
They got rivers.
Anything's possible.
Take me to the river, Stolowitz. Yeah.
They were also known for their gardening skills. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon were one of the ancient wonders of the world.
Hmm.
And it was like a big pyramid just full of tiers and tiers of plants. It was something to see back in the day.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds cool, man. Have you been to any pyramid?
I've been to Teotihuacan in Mexico.
What did you think about it?
It was nice. I mean, it stood the test of time, that's for sure. It was mm-hmm. kind of like black and gray bricks, you know, all up there. You could climb up. But the time I was up there, there was a big kids groups there, and they sold them all whistles. Mm-hmm. So everybody was blowing their whistle.
It's like that rap song. Blow the whistle!
Yeah.
Okay. So you were able to get to the top?
Yeah, I went up the Pyramid of the Sun.
Wow.
And I hiked a good deal of the Pyramid of the Moon. They had a shooting there, actually, recently. That was
I
sad.
Saw the
yeah.
video, man.
Ruined the experience.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but I was glad to go out there. I think I went, like, in 2014, maybe, with Augustine and his family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. So being there on the top of the pyramid was a spiritual.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you feel good hiking up there. It's a pretty location and all.
And is it true they were sacrificing there?
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
Okay. See, is this a sacrificing? Do you take an innocent person to sacrifice, or do you take someone who's been bad to sacrifice?
You want purity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that was a thing for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it started with animals, and then it escalated into people, and that's about the time the Aztecs lost power.
Oh, okay.
You know, they just figure, okay, we'll just keep feeding more and more people into the machine. And, it doesn't work that way.
Come on, just use animals, man.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, dude? But I was thinking, you know, how we have death penalties right now mm-hmm. in some states. So I was thinking maybe it's the same thing, you know?
It's not really considered a sacrifice to get rid of bad people because you do it anyway.
Yeah.
You got to sacrifice something near and dear for it to matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Like, you know, even in Jerusalem, they only wanted animals without blemishes. And if you had any kind of physical deformity, you weren't allowed to be a priest in the temple.
So you have to be pretty.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Well, they were the rock stars at that time, right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, they skim a little off the top. That was for sure.
They definitely did, dude. Yeah. You know, after a sermon, they get backstage, start breaking the hotel room. You know what I'm saying? Throwing chairs out of the window. You know, I'm telling you, dude, it's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. In the Vatican, you ever think of going there?
Maybe. I'd like to get over to Europe one of these days, but I'm not in any hurry.
No, no.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'd rather see Japan at this point.
Yeah, it's cheaper now to see Japan.
Yeah?
A lot cheaper. Okay,
even all the way across the Pacific.
Dude, you can get out, if it's still the same, round-trip tickets for $4, dude.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Even I was looking up hotel rooms, right? Mm-hmm. And you could get an okay room like for like $60 a night. And their okay is different than our okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're a lot more cleaner over there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Dude, that'd be nice to go to Japan, though, man.
It was so beautiful from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'd like to get back into Aikido like I used to practice.
Oh, Stolowitz Seagal, man. Here we go, man. You're going to grow the ponytail.
Oh,
man.
No. Yeah, well, he mixed it with so many other things, too. He walks around, like, wearing Chinese stuff that has nothing to do with it, you know?
He's a master, dude.
Yeah.
He's a master. He's a CIA agent.
Only a master of evil.
Steven Seagal. I liked when he turned into, like, a sheriff or a cop. Do you remember that TV show?
Vaguely.
Oh, man, it was so awesome. But here's the awesome part of that show is that they bust somebody for like a DUI, and they're like, "Can't you just call somebody to pick you up? Just leave their car here, sit down, call your friend to pick you up." They wouldn't take them in. They would just go, "Hey, just you know, park your car and have your friend pick you up." Yeah. You know, instead of going, "You're going to jail now. Get out of the car. 10 G's right on the spot." Then yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Different strokes, different folks.
There you go. Stolowitz in the building. He's got a sunburn, but he's ready to swing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. You know, so trivia, this Sunday, if you want to see him and you want to feel him and you want to win some prizes, swinging door, 7:30 p.m. We're here.
Good times.
Are there vampires in religion?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For reals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's always been bloodsuckers back since ancient times.
Yeah.
The first ghost stories were from Sumeria, and that's where people used to bury their bodies in the walls of their homes.
Right.
You know, what could go wrong?
No, nothing could go wrong, man.
Yeah, so it goes all the way back, and then we know a lot of the stuff from Eastern Europe. The guy that Dracula was based on was Vlad the Impaler. He was a real-life Slavic leader, and he fought off the Mongol invasion of southeastern Europe. The Turks were trying to get up there.
Oh.
And they made it pretty far, all the way to Vienna.
Oh.
And but they pushed him back. But he had to make some awful sacrifices to make that happen.
Uh-huh.
And he was known for... he would stick his enemies' heads on poles and then stick them around the place to warn what would happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he was really ruthless, and that's where they got the reputation. Bram Stoker was an Irish guy. He came and visited, and at the time, nobody in Western Europe knew much about Eastern Europe. It was considered this strange, creepy backwater.
Okay.
So he kind of popularized it with this story about this old count who's a vampire who decides to move to London.
Hook up with chicks.
Lucy, come to me.
So, and then, this is just movie stuff. I remember one thing vampires didn't like was holy water and garlic.
Yeah, the garlic, not so much, though.
No?
Like, it irritates them, but that's about it.
I would be like, you know, just rubbing my skin with garlic.
Like, if they went through Gilroy, they'd maybe have an allergic reaction. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I hate that place, man, dude. I would put garlic cloves in my butt and in my sack, under my sack.
Well, garlic, you know, it's antibacterial. That's okay. The thing. So it would treat a lot of diseases, and people would go to it, you know, as a default. But it's like it only goes so far. People couldn't use it to treat the plague.
Right.
They tried that, you know, because it's a virus. And they didn't know back then. Yeah, so, you know, garlic's nice. It keeps away evil spirits, which is an infection.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff does.
Evil spirits don't like spices.
They don't like anything that's purgative, antibacterial. So, like, rosemary, thyme, anything that could be used that has that cleansing kind of potent taste. Yeah, that's good for warding off a lot of stuff.
Get the garlic.
Yeah. Also, it's just if it stinks enough, people will avoid you, and then you won't get sick.
There you go. Stay away from that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. See, vampires, are there good? Would there be good vampires?
That's a modern thing. Yeah, the modern dark romances and stuff. They put a spin on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess sucking blood is part of history.
I suppose.
I guess so.
Part of politics. Yeah.
It definitely is. Oh my God, man. You know, it's crazy if you see all the information and then now they're releasing the UAP, UFO stuff, man. I don't know what to think, bro.
Yeah, you got to be discerning because there's a lot of misinfo out there.
It used to be cool when you're like, all right, they're gonna finally say something about UFO. Now I'm going, where are they trying to deter us from? What are they trying to take my attention off?
Now? Yeah, I heard the latest drop was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah,
you know, it was Farmer Joe saw this back 100%. In Wyoming in the 80s. You know?
Yeah. All this stuff, man, dude. I don't know what to believe anymore, dude.
Yeah. I have friends that are certainly into it. You know, our friend Kenny, he loves UFO stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not always certain that it's like flying saucers. Sometimes, you know, it could be spiritual stuff going on in people's heads, or it could be something that's energetic. It doesn't need a physical spaceship. I mean, if you think about it, astronomically, it's pretty inefficient as a way to get around. That's why we're always interested in sci-fi and things like warp drive and light speed, because otherwise, you know, it's going to take decades to get anywhere. You're dead by the time you get to the next star.
Right.
Yeah.
Vimanas? You heard of that? Vimanas?
Vimanas?
V with the V. Vimana?
Never heard of it. Is that an Indian thing?
I'm not sure. It might be an Egyptian thing, and it was like a little. It could have been like they're saying like a little spaceship back in time.
Okay.
Now the kings were like just with their arms folded, flying around.
All right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, one thing also is they used to be an astral projection, and that's a real thing. I can attest to that. I have lucid dreams. I've been out of my body before and tickled them down.
I remember having a recurring dream when I was a kid. I can't really explain it. But it felt like Tron. You ever seen Tron or heard of Tron? It felt like that. So sometimes I would get that, like, once every 6 months, that dream. And I couldn't explain it. I would see, like, lines. And, like, 3D lines. And I never knew what it was. And I would have this feeling of, like, unsureness. And, like, I was stuck.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what it was. I haven't had one of those dreams in a while, though.
Okay. Yeah.
It happened a lot when I was a kid.
Well, one thing I noticed, if you smoke a lot of pot, it interferes with your dreams. So you take your break, your dreams come back. Yeah.
You know? It still doesn't compare to the dream I had when I was like 9 years old and I dreamt that I was making out with Vanna White.
Not bad.
I know, dude.
Would you like to buy a vowel?
Would you like to buy a vowel? Oh, you know. Vanna, let me see it. Oh, sorry, ding. So that. It lights up. She turns the letter. Telling you, man, dude. That was a good dream, too. But guess what? I'm on my third week of sobriety, and I haven't had vivid dreams yet.
Okay. So cleaning out?
I guess so. You know?
Takes a while. Especially with the stuff these days. It's so strong.
I know, man. It's so strong, and I don't know, so I'm still coming out of my system, you know?
Okay.
We'll see, Stolo. What's up about you and your dreams?
Yeah, I don't know. I still smoke less, but I still smoke regularly, so it's I call it Sheol because that's the Jewish equivalent of the underworld. Like, you ever have a really heavy dream where everything is just negative and it saps your energy? You just wake up like, ugh.
Yeah, Sheol is called?
Sheol, yeah.
Okay.
That's the underworld.
The underworld.
Yeah. Oh,
like, is that hell? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, it's not the same. It's more like Greek Hades. It's gray and boring. And everybody's just kind of out of it, like addicts on the street. Yeah, and they're just kind of waiting around for something to change. They're just like, oh, we're dead. This sucks. Nobody's being tortured. They're just like, ugh.
Okay. I get it, man.
Yeah, underground, but not in the lava.
There you go. Stolowitz in the building.
Yeah.
We're here. Remember, DJ Mark comes in at noon. He's 25 minutes away. Music, you heard Tricky with Christian Sands. I like it. Before that, we had the Mephista. That's Neil Hefti and the orchestra and chorus. And that song was called Mephista. We also had new music from Mike and Bullard. Mike and Bullard. And a song was called Orange Colored Sky. We also had some Rafi Espiritu with I Found Forever. We had new music from Sam Seed, Billy Woods, and Mickey Diamond with the song Peter and the Wolf. And we're all caught up. Thank you so much for listening. We've got David Stolowitz in the building.
Yeah.
The King of Sheol.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Why not? You know, you could start a trivia night in Sheol, dude.
I used to have dreams about that.
Oh, yeah?
I had nightmares where I was doing open mics in hell.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, it was awful.
A dream I had is like an earthquake hit. It's like we're in San Francisco. An earthquake hit. Buildings started falling. The earth opened up. And something started rising. And then all of a sudden you had an announcer go, "Ladies and gentlemen, Satan."
Hello,
everybody. It's great to be here, dude. That was my dream, dude. And then I woke up, dude. So,
well, they had the big earthquake here back in the day. That was about 100 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 1906.
1906, okay. Or
1906 or 1908. That means it's 100 years. Oh, no, it's 120 years.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, my mask gone. I went to public schools. Get off my ass, dude. All right, man, let's get back into the music. Hey, new music from the one and only Mike D. Remember Mike D?
No.
From the Beastie Boys.
Oh.
Mike D with the song Switch Up, coming right now. Radio
Valencia.
Check my connection. Switch up all our phone. Go to a different section. I step back, I always lose track. I test as my stat, some skills that I lack. I try to keep the spin, I feel the deal with. You try to risk me, it won't convince me. Can't wait for summer, I get all my problems back. I need an answer now, I need an ASAP. I need a switch up, to get control again. Time for a switch up, and then we, and then we.
Bye. Because the president will be speaking.
President of what?
President of the Three Stooges fan club. The president of the United States.
Wow.
I tell you, we'll be rubbing elbows with the big boys. You think big, you be big.
I guess so. Listen, would you mind if I took Madison to this thing instead of going with you? What?
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 Something in here not working. Oh, I never fall in love, Freddy. I can't. It won't work with me.
Who said anything about me being in love?
You haven't been to work in 2 days.
So?
Admit it.
No.
Admit it.
No.
Eggos! Yeah! Admit it. No! Bone crusher! Yeah! How long we been playing?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, God. My heart's beating like a rabbit. You, want a beer?
No, thanks.
Tell me this. If you're not in love with her, how come these little things she does drive you crazy so much, huh?
Little things? Freddy, the woman learned how to speak English in a single afternoon.
She could probably speak English already. I think she was in shock from being arrested, you know?
Well, now, what about that, huh? What about a woman showing up naked in a public place, Freddy?
Well, I'm for it, of course. But you yourself said that she had some kind of, what, immigration problem? She's on an ocean liner in the middle of international waters. And she sees America, looks good. So she greases her body up like a channel swimmer. She dives in. She goes through some sharks, has some heavy trouble there. Goes through the Coast Guard, through some minefields. And then she's on shore. She's okay, see?
Well, what about the bathtub and this moon stuff? And what about all those TVs?
Now, look, I'm being serious. I've had a few minor fiascos in my own love life, and I admit that freely.
Freddy, you took a date to one of your own weddings.
I'm a free spirit. I'm extremely liberal. I'm a freewheeling dude. You know what your problem is? You're in love with this girl, and you're trying to convince yourself you're not.
I just don't know, Freddy. It's just something about it isn't right.
I'll serve. You hold the beer. That'll be your handicap.
Oh, we're gonna play?
Yeah. I'm gonna teach you a lesson in humility.
All right, wait.
Humility 101. You all set?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh!
Suck.
Radio Valencia. DJ Mark is minutes away. All will be well. Thanks to David Stolowitz for showing up. Go check out his trivia night at Swingin' Door in San Mateo every Sunday from 7 p.m. But it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to me, abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time. My name is Faco, and I am now saying the toilet is now flush.